I'm Macy Chen.
And I'm David Ball.
You're listening to CFRO, The Pulse, here on Vancouver Co-op Radio 100.5 FM.
We are your independent daily news show, reporting on the front lines in our community.
And we're streaming at thepulse.coopradio.org.
Good morning. It is December the 29th, and as the year comes near to an end, we're going to spend this week looking back over some of the highlights from our show on The Pulse here on Vancouver Cooperative Radio. On today's show, we look back on one of the fan favorites of the year when we lost Mr. Chai Pig, the legendary Downtown East Side punk rocker of the band SNFU. Chai Pig came to grow old in the Downtown East Side, often seen around Bar 340 and Funky Wicker Beans and SBC. We'll be talking to some of the punk rockers who knew Mr. Chai Pig, or Ken Chin, including DOA frontman Joe Keithley, as well as Garth Mullins, activist and journalist, who also has a band, Legally Blind. And we'll, of course, hear lots of SNFU music today, from their 1980s beginnings right until the last day of his life. Now for a special on Mr. Chai Pig's legacy, here's Get Off Your Ass off the band's first full-length album from 1985. Now, iconic punk legend and Downtown East Side resident Chai Pig, also known as Ken Chin with the band SNFU, died on July 16th at age 57. He formed the band SNFU, which stands for Society's No Effing Use, in 1981. He moved to Vancouver and came out as gay during that time, when few others had in the punk community. Ken was the subject of a documentary film called Open Your Mouth and Say Mr. Chai Pig in 2010, and looked at his struggles with addiction to crystal meth and his mental illnesses. Frontman of DOA, Joe Keithley, also known as Joey Shithead, is now a city councillor in the city of Burnaby and joined us to talk about Mr. Chai Pig's legacy. Thanks a lot for joining us here on the show, Joe. It's great to have you on.
Yeah, no, nice to be here.
So we're doing a special about Mr. Chai Pig from SNFU, and I wondered if you could first start telling me when you first met Ken.
Yeah, I think it was 1982 or 83, and DOA went up, played in Edmonton at it's called the New Spartans, or the Spartans Men's Club, like the little hall on the north side of Edmonton, I think. And there was a very young SNFU. Well, they were all young, you know what? And we were young, too, but not quite as young as those guys are. Like, not quite rookies, but close to it. But they had this tremendous amount of energy with the band. And, of course, Chai did it as well, right, being the leader of the band.
He was so young in those early videos you see. And I've only known him. I saw him first in 99 at UVic. And he was already starting to age then. But back in the 80s, he was like a really young-looking guy.
Yeah, he was a wild, crazy guy with just a ton of energy, right? And he inspired people that way. And he was, like, funny and sarcastic and talented and moody and, and strong and weak all at the same time.
He didn't lose that. No matter how the age, the years treated him, he was, I remember every show I went to up to, you know, the last 10 years, he was up there on the monitors in his pig mask or coming out with the back of the crowd with his gold velour suit or just like glaring up to the skies, you know, with this kind of like fervor to him that was so visceral.
Yeah, I guess before I forget, there was one funny thing where he did the opposite, opposite of that, he did a comedy routine. He opened up a spoken word and was at Café du Soleil on Commercial. This must be like 20 years ago. And says, Joe, I want to be your opening act. And I said, sure, sounds good. I'm not guaranteeing any money, but that's the same old story in music, right? And he says, here's my act. And he got up there and says, I'm the lay-down comic. And he laid down on the side of the stage, right on the front of the stage, with all his notes in front of him and would slowly tell these jokes, you know, because he, of course he had like a brilliant sense of humor. And some of them were really good and some of them like fell flat and people were going like, you know, the people that knew him were going like, okay, this is really funny. Other people that just came in, you know, oh, comedy night today or whatever, like spoken word, and they were just going, what the hell is this guy? And why is he lying down? And you go, well, I'm the lay down comic. That's why I'm lying down.
Not no stand-up. I mean, so wonderful. And one thing that I found about him was that every time you encountered him around the downtown east side or the east side, he'd always seem to be up for a conversation. And he'd tell you things about, I found, about his own life that were as if he knew you forever. I mean, you did know him forever, but he was very transparent, I felt.
Yeah, I think he would tell a lot of people a lot of stuff and be very open. You know, and then towards the latter years, he kind of would like, I met a lot of people, like, unless you were, like, really a close friend of his, he would kind of forget that maybe he had talked to him two or three times already type thing, right? But, you know, but nevertheless, he was, like, very open with people.
I know that one of the things in the Vancouver punk scene in those days was switching around all the bands and instrumentalists with the opening acts to fill in the posters. Is that a true thing? And did you ever switch with SNFU? Or were they after your time?
No, we never did. Those guys kind of came along a little bit later. We more or less kind of developed that, and we called it like the fuck band, where you change and everybody played different instruments. I was in a whole bunch of those, right? And
that was more of the 70s, 80s?
You know, 80s, like mid 80s, I'd say. That was when it was really popular, right? You know, with the Smiling Buddha, the whatever the clubs were, the Town Pump and stuff like that. But we met SNFU, we knew them, but they moved to Vancouver like in 90 or 92, something like that.
Right, because they came from Edmonton long after you guys had already established yourselves. What about the songwriting that kind of stands out for you about Chai Pig style and SNFU style more broadly?
I don't know if I can really put a finger on it. I mean, it was good. I mean, there's not one thing that really sticks out and going like, okay, they were really good band, good songwriting, right? So,
what was it then that you thought made them successful in the Canadian scene that you kind of helped pave the way for? And then what did they do that established themselves?
Yeah, I think the main thing was, well, I mean, they were like a fast, creepy punk rock band who played really well, and they had a lot of energy. And a lot of that obviously was built around Chai, you know, standing on top of a bass drum and jumping off and into the crowd and being entertained and stuff like that. So I think that's what was it built up on. They built up a reputation like any good live band, like DOA or Black Flag. You know, you weren't selling millions of records, but when people saw that the good bands like that, they'd go like, wow, okay, those guys ripped. You know, and they would tell everybody else, next time you gotta go see these guys, right?
Definitely, that's my feeling. Also, there was something fun about the performativity. So there was heavy lyrics, but it was expressed in a hilarious way that kind of reminded me of, you know, Dead Kennedys or some of the Dayglo Abortion stuff of earlier years that was not so serious. Like that, you know, SoCal 90s pop punk style was just took itself very seriously, like Pennywise and Good Riddance and all those bands. It was less playful.
Well, I think you got to have some humor involved in punk rock. It becomes like a little too dry, right? And it can, yeah. I mean, nothing wrong with being like serious. That's a good thing in some ways, right? So, but, you know, that having an edge of humor or not being taking yourself so seriously is a pretty good quality as well.
Do you remember the last time you saw Chai?
You know what? He was probably wandering around the downtown east side and I just bumped into him and he went, Joe, I got some new teeth. Look at this. And he had a bridge or something like that they put in because his teeth had fallen out. And he was wandering around. Yeah, he was doing okay, but not super great. And he was wandering from bar to bar trying to sell artwork and stuff like that, right? You know, it's like between tours, I think it was pretty tough, right? So, you know, I do have one really funny story about him. I don't know if it's super funny, but I'm trying to think back, and DOA was breaking up, right? We did a farewell tour up and down the West Coast, and so John Wright from Knowing Snow came along as a roadie, and Chai Pig came along as the merch guy, right? And I got to say, he's probably the worst merch guy that we ever had. SFP was broken up at the time, but he had a new band called the Wongs, right? And he had those like Wong stickers. So people go up to the booth and go, like, I'd like to get a T-shirt. And you go, don't buy that crap here. Take a free Wong sticker. Right? You know what I mean? And we're going like, Chai, like, okay, you've had it. We're kicking off the tour. And so we challenged it. We had Chris Crud, who was about 120 pounds, and Chai Pig. We said, Chris, you have to defend DOA's honor and wrestle Chai Pig, right? So they figured like an equal weight match. It wouldn't be fair. The DOA guys were all close to 200 pounds, so it wouldn't be fair just to break them in half type thing, right? And it never happened, but it was a good laugh along the way.
He wasn't even charging for his own band's merch. He was just giving it away and telling people not to buy your stuff.
DOA, they're finished. Don't buy this shit, right?
Yeah, you had one job. That's so wonderful.
One job to do, and he messed it up, but it was really fun to hang around for a couple of weeks to take him on tour with us. So.
Great. Well, I really thank you for your time, Joe. Anything else you wanted to add about Chai's memory?
You know what? He's like really set like a path that was going to be, I don't think anybody would duplicate it, right? Because he was, I think, you know, it's like he was original. And that's really what, to me, I always look for in music and what I think. Maybe not these days so much because so much music is like prefab and calculated and complete crap. But, he was original, and that made him and the band stand out and go like, wow, okay, that blew my mind when I saw those guys. It was one of those kind of bands, right? You know, when they were on, they were on.
Well, thank you so much for your time and your thoughts, and RIP to Chai.
Thanks for putting this together. And, yeah, long live Chai Pig.
Take good care. Bye-bye. And that was Joe Keithley, the frontman in the Vancouver punk band DOA. Before our next chat about Chai Pig, here's a song from SNFU's breakthrough album, Something Green and Leafy This Way Comes, from 1993. It's called Painful Reminder. You're listening to The Pulse here on Vancouver Co-op Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM. You can find all of our previous podcasts and interviews at thepulse.cooperadio.org and on Spotify and iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Here's a chat that Garth Mullins of the punk band Legally Blind in Vancouver, and of course a regular guest on our program through his work with Crackdown podcast, had to say about Mr. Chai Pig of SNFU. We're going to have some Chai Pig on there.
Oh, great. Could I really recommend Ashes?
I love it. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's just like that's how he talks now. And I just it's like Johnny Cash's older work is so great because you can hear the gravel in his voice. You know, you can hear the life the guy's lived. And I saw them in what was supposed to be their last show at the Cobalt like a bunch of years ago. Uh-huh. And that's kind of how he was sounding.
Like an old man with no teeth, basically. but still with a pig mask and gold.
I mean, I hope that when I'm an old man with no teeth, I'm making songs, you know?
The guy is amazing. It's just like punk rock, but he's so wild and theatrical and like, he's like still being himself. Chai Pig was the same as Kent, that when I ran into him at like Smiling Buddha, like just a couple months ago, that he was wearing a full fur coat and fur hat with like dog ears on it and like holding court in an armchair at the bar, you know? What was he performing? I'm like, no, it was a metal show that night. He was just hanging out. He's always like this? Yeah. He's a weird guy. Who genius songwriter, too. Like, his choruses were, like, so good.
Yeah. If you swear you'll catch no fish, that was a good record.
Oh, yeah. That was good. I got into them through Faya Laba, which is, like, their big breakthrough in the 90s, I guess. 93 or 92 or 94 or something. The one with the dog boy and someone better than Eddie Vedder. But I was listening to their older stuff, like their first album, and it was like much more like proto, you know, Southern California punk.
It's just nice when you're like 18, 19, and you've got like a few records and you don't have tons of influences breathing down your back.
Totally, right?
I think if you think about Wade Crawford, Dave Murray, and Chai Pig, they all kind of went in the last 2 months and like the same way, like in the hospital, complications. It feels like the pandemic just kind of notched it up for a lot of people, you know, like that extra pressure.
Yeah, that's sad. Well, Chai was like, yeah, just like the others, was not over 60.
Yeah, I just want to say goodbye to Chai Pig. He was a singer for SNFU, which was a influential band from Alberta when I was coming up.
The first punk band I ever went to. Actually, SNFU was the first rock show of any sort that I went to back in 1999. I was just a, you know, 18-year-old at University of Victoria and was just so amazed by Chai Pig's plastic pig hat and his gold lamé jumpsuit. And the way he would kind of put his foot up on the monitor speakers and just roll his eyes up to the sky while he sang kind of crazily. And then would just kind of casually walk down into the middle of a mosh pit and just kind of sing like he was talking to people in the crowd. And then just kind of appear out of nowhere at the back at some point.
And the last decade or so of his life, he lived right in the neighborhood. And he was just, he was such a well-known and well-loved guy. You know, and it's sad to say goodbye to him, you know? So I know that I'll be just one of loads and loads of people who miss like a creative, rebellious, free spirit that had always had a great sense of humor, in his like writing, in the way he put a song together. And I think we're all going to miss him.
Another song from Mr. Chai Pig and SNFU, this one recorded in the last few years before the end of his life. It's called Ashes, and you can hear his voice at the start. R.I.P. Ken.
It's bringing out my real voice here. My heart. For 13 billion years, I was dead. Took a short break to create. Soon enough, I'll go back to bed. We'll end up being ashes.
let's listen to a few clips from the Canadian film Open Your Mouth and Say Mr. Chai Pig by director Sean Patrick Soul.
I was headbanging, and this young kid hoists himself up on the stage, and I cracked my head right into his.
I cracked my skull at a gig. Yeah. And you see the line on my forehead right here? Yeah. And after that, things got kind of dark. Life was fun up until then.
Then life took a weird turn, and I became... I lost control of myself. Like,
that was the dividing line of my mental well-being.
See meth until I came to Vancouver, right? And, you know, met some people that were doing it on a, you know, regular basis and selling it and stuff, and, you know. And, yeah, sometimes just, like, put it in some water and drink it. But it was really big on the gay scene, and that's how I discovered it, you know. Called it Jib. Yeah, and, that was the first time I actually smoked it.
It's not dead till I die, brother. It's over, you know that saying, when pigs fly, when pigs die. You know what? I never quit. People quit on me. I never say never, bro. I've never quit this band. This is my favorite band in the world.
Before you do that, I'd like to thank all of you for being here this weekend.
He's always at his best as a person when he's.
I wouldn't be here anymore. Probably be gone. And this is the thing that keeps me alive and makes life worthwhile. I'm on the right track, and I'm with really positive, supportive people. Yeah, and so that makes you want to be a better you. And my attitude has changed a lot. Like, less self-destruction and more fucking, more creation, you know? Because I still think I got some in me.
And those were some clips from Prairie Coast Films documentary from 2009, Open Your Mouth and Say Mr. Chai Pig. It's by director Sean Patrick Shaw. You can check that out at Prairie Coast Films Vimeo page. We'll leave you with his final song released on the day that he passed. It's called Cement Mixer and is Chai Pig from SNFU. R.I.P.
I know that one day that I'll be dead, when everything is done and said. Rusted and old like me, the only place I want to be is in that cement mixer, just rolling around. Dead man about town, dead man about town. Mind demented, twisted and turned. I like cemented once again. I'm at one with the pavement. Sad to have to say goodbye. At least I finally get to go to sleep. But remember, I never said never and in that cement mixer, I can't finally rest my head. And in that cement mixer, I can't finally rest my head. And in that cement mixer, I can finally rest my head. And in that cement mixer, it's time for me to go to bed. Goodbye to all my beautiful friends. Goodbye to all my beautiful friends. Goodbye to all my friends. Gonna miss you guys.
And that was Mr. Chai Pig's final song with SNFU, released on his final day on 17th of July 2020, Cement Mixer. Rest in peace, Chai Pig. And that was a show that originally broadcast here on Vancouver Cooperative Radio on August 10th.
And that's our program for CFRO, The Pulse.
Your independent news show, reporting on the front lines in our community.
Every weekday, 7 a.m., here on Vancouver Co-op Radio.
Find our previous podcasts and interviews at thepulse.coopradio.org.
CFRO The Pulse is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.